I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. All college students must show proof of receiving a meningitis vaccine. This has been state law for 2 years. Now colleges across the country are experiencing outbreaks of a different strain, meningitis B. The disease can be fatal or cause permanent brain damage if not treated. Outbreaks have been reported at colleges in California, Massachusetts, and Oregon, according to the CDC. Doug Carlson is the medical director for St. John's Children's Hospital in Springfield. He says early symptoms of the disease can be mistaken for the flu.
Bacterial meningitis is always serious when you get it. Recognized and treated properly, there can be good survivability, but it is a pretty rapidly debilitating and serious illness.
The meningitis vaccine required for Illinois college students protects against 4 different strains, but the vaccine to prevent meningitis B remains optional. In other news, robots milking cows might become more common. Sarah Jesmer has more on the future of farming and food in Illinois.
Agriculture innovators are driving a shift in focus on what has been done to what could be achieved. A recent forum in DeKalb showcased how technology like drones could be used in farming, or how whiskey could be made from genetically modified corn. Kim Kidwell is a dean at the University of Illinois. She spoke about Discovery Partners Institute in Chicago. She said she wants to see the state be the Silicon Valley of ag innovation.
There's a real desire and urge to keep people in this state that really stems from, you know, people think that the only place that you can do sexy, crazy stuff is if you go to one of the coasts. And well, that's not true.
In October, the most recent farm bill expired and is yet to be replaced. In the meantime, some ag experts say innovation will be led by experimentation rather than legislation. I'm Sarah Jesmer.
The trial for 3 Chicago police officers accused of felony conspiracy begins today. They allegedly tried to cover up what happened the night officer Jason Van Dyke fatally shot Laquan McDonald 16 times. The officers allegedly falsified reports to protect Van Dyke and also are charged with misconduct and obstruction of justice. Former President George W. Bush will receive the 2019 Lincoln Leadership Prize from the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. The annual award recognizes people for a lifetime of service in the spirit of the 16th president. The ceremony takes place in Chicago, April 1st. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. More than a dozen specially trained dogs have now been introduced to their new partners. It's through the nonprofit This Able Veteran, as WSIU's Kevin Boucher reports.
Steve Metters of Huntsville, Alabama, saw a lot of combat as a young Marine in Vietnam.
For many, many years, I withdrew.
But thanks to Rosie, his yellow lab, she's got his back. And he stresses the value of this program.
These dogs in this program are life-altering. It's life and death, and I'm not being facetious. When a lot of my brothers and sisters come into this program, they're really hurting.
And Steve says these specially trained dogs give veterans the time needed to re-enter the world. I'm Kevin Boucher.
There'll be a contested race for Carbondale mayor next year as another candidate says he wants to help redefine the Carbondale experience. Nathan Colombo says the city is positioned through its transportation system to play a role in the shifting of global commerce culture.
Capitalizing on a cultural shift that has assigned greater value to rail transport and travel. Drone industry opportunities that require municipal partnerships. And a recognition of our place in activist economies are all opportunities we must explore.
Current Mayor Mike Henry is running for re-election. He and Colombo will face off in the April election next spring. I'm Jennifer Fuller.